What is your life philosophy? Are you as chilled and easygoing as you sound on the records?
Yeah, I would believe so, man. I'm often told that too, man, so I would guess so.
Okay. And how do you maintain such a laid-back attitude in life? Any secret or just the way that you are?
Well, just from previous experiences, I guess, you know, let me know that a lot of things are not really that important to get, you know, totally out of hand with, you know, to get emotionally upset with them.
Right.
And, you know, feel like it's like a waste of time and a waste of energy sometimes just to feel upset a lot, you know.
All right. When did you get into music and start rapping?
Well, I got into music at a very young age. You know, I was always recording and getting records, you know, and playing them all the time, but I started rapping, like, when I was in, I guess, junior high.
Okay. And did you start off like with that laid back sound back then too?
Yeah, pretty much. It was all about partying and fun and, you know, maybe some weed and, you know, about women and stuff, you know.
Yeah, okay. When is this new album coming out? Is it out already?
No, it's not out. It's not out just yet. I'm trying to wrap it up in the next few months and hopefully it'll be out like by the end of the year or the end of the next year.
Okay. Does it have a similar vibe to your first three albums?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much, man. Same little vibe to it. Tempo, you know, pretty much, you know, laid back stuff. And, you know, the attitude, I guess, is pretty much the same as far as lyrically.
Okay, who's producing on the album?
Well, right now we got our in-house producers, DJ Domination, Rob Quest. I did a couple of tracks myself. Tracks from a guy named Chuck Heat from L.A., Shaka Khan's nephew.
Okay.
Got a couple of tracks on there. You know, a lot of vocal cats right now. We're getting a lot of beats from them.
Okay. And do you have any guest appearances on there?
Well, I have the Odd Squad on there, and I have a couple of cats who've been working with me. A guy named Tony Mack. And for right now, you know, we're just doing most that we can while we're here. And then when I start, you know, maybe traveling or getting involved in it a little more.
Have you ever thought about collaborating with DJ Quick?
Yeah, I thought about it before. I thought that would probably be a good idea.
Yeah, man. Everybody been asking me to tell you that would be a good idea. Want to hear you on a Quick beat. Yeah. So what is your favorite song that you have ever made so far?
I probably would say a song called Right Now on the To the Extreme album.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to get that out earlier. Get out on the Just Find a Live album, and I didn't know if it would be able to be out at all, but finally got a chance to redo it and get it out. It came across pretty cool.
Okay. How was it like working with R. Kelly and Jay-Z on the Best of Both Worlds CD?
It was wonderful, man. I didn't do the actual recording with them. You know, they brought the tape down during the tour.
Right.
And just to be actually a part of that was real cool, man. It was surprising. Man, when you know, it was a wonderful thing.
Yeah, so are you going to go on a nationwide tour after this album is out?
That would be real cool to do, man. That would be real cool to do. I wouldn't mind. But, you know, I just take a step at a time, you know, get the music out, man.
Yeah.
That follows it, man. That'll be real cool.
Do you plan on releasing your song, Your Ho, produced by Dr. Dre?
He wanted to get a mix on it first. I wouldn't mind the song being out, but if he put his touches on it and put his blessing on it, that would be real. It'll be a much better, you know, feeling.
Have you spoken to him lately, or what's up with him?
Well, no, I haven't spoken to him lately.
Okay. What about the songs that XXL magazine reviewed for your album, Just Trying to Live, that didn't make the album, like the song with Snoop and the Mailman produced song?
What's that now?
I don't know the name of it, but I heard that they reviewed it and they said that Mailman produced a couple tracks on there and there was a song with Snoop Dogg that didn't make the final cut.
On my album?
Yeah, the Just Trying to Live album. Is that true?
I can't recall a song that we did that didn't make it.
Okay. And how involved are you in the production on your albums?
I try to do like 2 to 3 songs on each album.
Okay, tight. How many did you do on the new one?
I'm at 2 right now. I'm at 2.5. I do a lot of help, collaborations on music also. But
okay.
Like when I just totally do something, it's like 2 or 3, and I got 2 now, and maybe use 1. I don't know. You know, hopefully I try to do like 4 or 5 and pick out of those.
Yeah. Is Mike Dean involved in the production or no?
No, not just yet, but it'll be real cool, you know, get a little Mike Dean flavor on there.
Yeah, yeah. Were you ever approached by Aftermath to sign to Dre, like on the Up in Smoke tour?
Well, during the tour, you know, we had a talk, and he was just saying it would be cool if, you know, that would be a real cool thing if I was, you know, on his label, you know. And it was just talk. It wasn't nothing. Just, you know, we just sat down and tried to get straightened out. Just a talk.
Damn. Okay. What 5 artists would you want to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
Anybody who I haven't worked with, man, it's cool. I wouldn't mind working with them, man, because, you know, there's a lot of talent out there, man, and, you know, to be asked to be a part of somebody's project, man, it's real cool. So, you know, sometimes I just, you know, it just has the doors open for me, and I just, you know, it's just a blessing, man.
Yeah. Are you still with Rap a Lot?
Yeah, we got a, 1 year with Rap a Lot, but, you know, we're still working out on another label deal.
Yeah. You put out an album, like, this year with your brothers. What was that called? Can you tell me about that?
That's Coffee Brothers. That's the Odd Squad, myself, and a lot of other DJs and artists and groups who are, you know, come around the studio, and they sound real cool, and we have numbers of songs that we've collected over the years that hasn't been put out on the previous album that I kind of wanted to make a collage of those.
Yeah, where can people buy that? Where can they order it?
You can go to myspace.com/DevinTheDude or /CoffeeBrothers. Coffee Brothers spelled like a cough, COUGHEE.
Okay. And
Brothers with a C.
All right, got it. And will you be speaking on like issues like the war in Iraq or Hurricane Katrina on the new album?
I don't think so.
Okay, just keep relaxed, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so, man. But if it is, it'll be so subliminal and so in and out that, you know, you probably won't be able to tell.
Yeah.
You know,
and the South has been on fire lately with the releases of Bun B and Paul Wall, like, have opted for a more commercial sound more than the previous efforts they've done. And will you follow that trend?
Well, no. I mean, that's a signature sound that Houston has now, man. It's been a long time since we was able to come up with something like that, so that's real cool to have. You know, I had a certain style, I guess, before that, or, you know, that the music I listened to was a little different, so I guess the music I put out was going to sound a little different.
Yeah. Okay, and speaking of the Odd Squad, will you put out a new album with them anytime soon?
Yeah. Actually, you know, that's a cool thought, and we've been thinking about that. We've been adding putting some songs together.
Tight.
So, you know, that might be a cool thing to look for.
Okay. And some fans asked me to ask you, what is the Brian Patches?
The Brian Patches, it's like just a song about a story of a book back in the day called Uncle Remus. The stories.
Okay.
Called the Brian Patches, and he faced all the people in his book around animals, you know, for a rabbit and for a fox, and the dialogue in the book was kind of, sort of, wasn't easy to read, you know, but when you find out what it says, you know, it kind of has like the slave terminology or the slang that they had back then, and you had to pick it out, and it's kind of funny, actually. Something I just got high to and just remembered and just wanted to make a song out of it.
Okay, okay. And, you know, I spoke to Scarface a few months back in an interview, and he said he won't do another song with you. Can you speak on what happened between you guys? Is it just business between Rap-A-Lot, or is it some beef going on?
I don't know. I
just
never heard of that comment, man. Ain't no beef or nothing. I don't know.
Yeah, he said he's cool with you, but we won't say it, see your face in Devin's song again.
Well, no, I haven't heard him say that, so I'm not for sure.
Okay, what about the, you know, he canceled the European tour that you were going with him. What happened with that?
Well, I don't know. I guess he didn't want to do it, I guess. I'm not for sure. All I heard was it was canceled because it's such and such. I don't know the actual reasons why.
Okay. Do you remember the...
I didn't cancel.
Right. And can you tell us about the show? Do you remember the one you did in Boston with Royce the 5'9" in the Middle East Club when the police rushed the stage when you handed someone a swisher?
Yeah, that was kind of cool, man. But it worked out pretty cool, man. It was just a wild night, feeling good, smoking big.
Yeah.
I guess at a non-smoking venue.
You know, the same dude, actually, that you passed it to asked me that question, if you remembered it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, bro. That's about it. Do you have any last words for the fans?
Well, I just let them know I appreciate all the support over the years. And I'm working hard on another album right now. And hopefully there'll be a good feeling to your ear when I bring it out this year.